Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Vance Dingus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Shans. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Charlie Shans. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Lanning. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Johnny Lanning. And now, play ball. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Vance Dingus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dingus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to second. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gustin moves to second. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustine scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Semenik for a passed ball. Cox moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik fires to third and picks off Cox. Two outs. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Shans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitehead. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Whitehead steals second. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Workman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Russell reaches second base with a double. Whitehead scores. Workman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shans. Russell scores. It's 4-0, Pirates. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field. Wyrostek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wyrostek. Gustine moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert moves to third. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilbert scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Pirates. Vance Dingus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dingus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dingus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanning hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Workman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Workman reaches second base with a double. Whitehead moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it and throws to home to get Whitehead. Workman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Brown now playing second base. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Shanz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shanz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Pirates. Andy Carl now pitching. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilbert hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gustine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kiner scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Pirates. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Handley now playing third base. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Dingus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dingus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dingus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lanning hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Workman hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Semenik interferes with Workman, who is awarded first base. Brown moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Andy Carl. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilbert hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Mulligan now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Verben fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Semenik and he is out, Tabor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Gianfrido now playing center field. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Dingus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dingus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dingus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.